Today on Soundproof, we're going from the top end of Australia to the American Everglades. Two places where the thick, wet atmosphere completely closes in on you. The days are hot and still, and the animals only come out at night. I'm Miyuki Okiranta. Gather round for swamp songs on the heat, humidity, and sounds of wetlands. But watch the quicksand. ...60 kilometres southwest of Darwin, you'll find the Territory Wildlife Park, which houses a selection of native animals from the top end. By day, the sounds of the landscape are suppressed by heat. But at night, the bush swells with insects, birds and mysterious rustlings through the pandanus. Field recordist Camilla Hannon lived in a house on the fringe of the park during an artist residency and spent her nights recording. Inside Outside asks, how does the way in which we listen to country affect us? And what does it mean to contain and be contained? The heat and humidity are high, the moon is bright and the sounds are large. Open the gate and find your way inside, outside.
Are you listening? One, two, three.
I'm thinking of something that Marcia Langton said years ago about how white fellas do that control and containment of the wilderness, and how they only allow so much space between them and the wild natives and the creatures out there. And so they create these spaces for them to enjoy, entertain, whatever. And they choose who should be in there and what should be in there.
One, two, three.
If you look at your map, you'll see a white line. That's where the train goes anti-clockwise, all the way around and back to the main station. Yeah, we have 400 hectares in this park, roughly around about 1,000 acres. It's in three parts: the woodlands, the wetlands, and the monsoon forest. We're in the woodland at the moment, which is the driest part of the park.
I'm Rena Stanton, and my Kungurukan names are Laniuk and Prera. But Laniuk is the name that's associated with Berry Springs. Kungurukan people call it Laniuk. It's a woman's dreaming place. So it has a lot of water, So my dreaming is rainbow serpent, of course, because of all the water that flows through this part of the country. Yeah, there's a lot of things associated with the water. There's some springs here that women can't bathe in, but women are responsible for keeping the waterways clear. We don't have fence lines, of course, so we're determined by, you know, different kind of boundaries, like hills, but the water is the significant one.
Early in the morning, that goes just on daylight, everywhere. When you can just see, but you can hear so many things, that's when the sounds are important to me. And again, just before and after sunset. Because up here, the kookaburras at night won't sing until the sun's gone down.
Five.
But it's all the other Europeans, we only have two seasons, a wet season and a dry season. But Aboriginal people have at least six, and some language groups have eight seasons in their calendar. And their calendar doesn't start on the 5th of May like our winter does. Their calendar starts or moves every year depending on the change in the seasons and which plants flower and which animals breed, and all of those sorts of things are indications to them about what they should do and what they can take and what they can't touch. So there's a whole network of indications to them about how to live and where to live.
We're tidal river people. So our river system has, you know, brackish water where the salt meets the fresh. To the east, we have Warai people, and they are our kinfolk. You know, like they're the significant people.
Yeah. The next stop is the Billabong.
We align with.
Yeah, the Billabong
and always have we.
Freshwater crocodile.
For us. And,
it also gives you some idea what the wetland looks like in Northern Territory.
And we have a really close connection to them. Then further south, you get into the Daly region, which is Mullock.
Yeah, we're leaving the woodlands, we're just moving into the wetlands. When you see those paperbark trees and those pandanus, that's those spiky looking plants, you know you're in a wet area. In the wet season, both sides of this road get saturated in water. We only have two seasons up here in the top end, the wet and the dry. Yeah, this is the Billabong. Half an hour. Every half hour. Thank you.
crunch, snap, break. About how this park came to be?
Not really, do you?
I don't really know the big history of that park.
Yeah.
It wasn't here when... Oh, no, it was. It's been here for a while.
Yeah.
I'm Sue Stanton. My Kungaka name is Chalangmara. Mine's more about responsibilities for being a peacemaker. I find that a bit funny, but and keeping the stories alive, generating.
6, 7, 8. Shut. So if we could just start, can you just introduce yourself for me?
Yep.
Shale Martin, Director of the Territory Wildlife Park. I grew up in South Africa in the 1970s, so peak of apartheid. And because the country was under sanctions at the time, we didn't get, you know, TV, movies or anything like that. Television was only introduced to South Africa in 1976, and even then it was only a few hours a day, and most of the stuff was locally produced, so really bad, like Afrikaans shows and stuff. So there's actually a statistic I've read somewhere where kids of my age in South Africa, because we used to watch those old clickety-clackety movies in school and stuff, watch more wildlife documentaries than any other generation on the face of the planet, because that's all we had, was our own documentaries about lions hunting, you know, or cheetahs hunting, or, you know, the Great Migration.
Because I think Marcia is also referring to how white fellas tend to, not all white fellas, but a lot of them, tend to build those high fences, you know, to, it's about keeping all that bad stuff out there.
Can you hear that?
3, 4, 5,
I spent a lot of time with our grandfather, and he was a Kungarkan man, but he must have loved birds, because he was always making us aware of bird sounds, mm-hmm. like kulutuk, and listen for that sound that bird makes, that little dove.
Yeah.
And he'd say, listen to him, kulutuk, kulutuk, and he'd tell us the story from that. Or you could make your own story, but it always fitted that sound. And then another time he was telling us for that pubekmeer, the sea eagle, and how he, I'd say squeals, and he said, no, you don't squeal. And he's just letting you know, I'm coming down, beware. And so you get those stories that go with those sounds, and it wasn't about being fearful, it was just like he's announcing what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
so that you're prepared. And that little kulutuk was just telling us stories about what's happening down there, where he's looking around. But I was thinking about another bird too.
Stop is the Monsoon Forest Walk. Yeah, the Monsoon Forest Walk has public toilets and also the biggest walk through bird aviary in the southern hemisphere.
If the birds in the aviaries are disturbed at night, they'll hurl themselves against the nets.
I'm Donna Jensen. I am at the Territory Wildlife Park. I'm a specialist keeper and in the training department.
So what is it about birds that you like?
They're all different. They are very much personality, very, very different, like we are. So I've worked with quite a few different black-breasted buzzards, wedge-tailed eagles, owls. They're all different, so there's little subtleties in there that you need to work around. So you might have 10 things of a black-breasted buzzard that are all the same, all of them are quite
bad. There's this thing in the Northern Territory about how long you got to live here before you become a territorian, and it can go from 2 weeks to, or, you know, 20 years or... And actually some activities also can...
Yeah, if you went to the Beer Can Regatta.
Yeah, right. And stuff like that. So, you know, and you get this kind of citizenship, I guess. But I always just say to them, my family have been here 60,000 years, you know.
Thank you.
6, 7, 8. Shut the gate.
Actually observed one of Sue's cousins that, you know, lived away all her life, and just observing her, and I thought she's got no idea of how to walk in the bush, and, you know, just loud and hands flying everywhere and tripping over, we've got a vine that goes everywhere, and she was just tripping up the whole time,
and
you know.
Squealing when she squealing, sees a creature, you know, like real.
And the animals actually all ran away. Like, there was one poking there, a wallaby, and it just took off, you know, and you're thinking.
Terrified.
So, you just don't see that if you're a noisy person in the bush.
A fisherman was taken by a crocodile on the Adelaide River. Rumours circulated that his wife pushed him in.
I had a really bad experience with an eagle here, actually, at the park many years ago. And the eagle grabbed me on the shoulder and took me to ground. And eventually we got her off me. But she had locked on and she did some damage to my shoulder. And ever since then I had great fear of white-bellied seagulls, which I didn't realise was instilled so hard until I actually saw that bird.
The thing is that you need to be aware when you're in the bush. That's what we were always taught. And I see the tourists like walking flat out and with their head down. And I mean, mind you, you've got to watch where you're walking because you might hit a pothole. But like just not being aware of all that sound around them. And when I'm with my grandchildren in the bush, you know, and I say to them, it's imperative that you listen.
Are you listening? Are you listening? One.
So slow it down.
Are you listening? One, two, three.
Yeah, the next stop is the Goose Lagoon.
Hi Peter, can you let me off here?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.
It's a really weird life, are they? Yeah, they got to control everything. The ebb and flow.
Yeah, but it's it's interesting. I think they do that with us.
Well,
is that they only choose about when we can go there and when they think, you know, they make the, they choose when to engage with us. And our, it's our life, you know. But we recognise that maybe this is just a period of time that we just need to sit and listen and watch.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And but that'll change. Mm. You know, people come and go, and we'll still be here.
Inside Outside by field recordist and producer Camilla Hannan. Camilla not only gathered gorgeous recordings of the Territory Wildlife Park, but photos too. Head along to abc.net.au/rn/soundproof to check out Goose Lagoon, or maybe what lurks in the Pandanus. Would you choose inside or outside? Tell us on Twitter at rn_cau. You've been listening to Soundproof from RN's Creative Audio Unit. This program has been trapped and released by
Tim Simons.
I'm Miyuki Okiranta. Thanks again for joining me, and remember...
Yeah, the next stop is the Monsoon Forest Walk. Yeah, the Monsoon Forest Walk has public toilets. And also the biggest walk-through bird aviary in the southern hemisphere.
Follow your ears.